Once upon a time, long years ago, there was a dark and gloomy castle high up on a lonely mountain. In it lived a mysterious man by the strange name of Bluebeard. No one knew much about him. The villagers feared him and went out of their way to avoid him. Just recently, they had heard he had returned from a journey, bringing a new wife with him. But no one had seen her. As our story begins, Bluebeard and his bride are looking through the many rooms of the gloomy castle.
Now you've seen your new home, Lady Nadia. And if you're a nice, obedient wife, I dare say you'll be very happy here.
Oh, my dear husband, with all this luxury and beauty around me, I'm sure I shall be. What does this door lead to?
Oh, that leads to the room furnished in solid gold.
How lovely. And this room, what is in it?
That is the room of precious stones. Diamonds are in that room in large silver baskets.
Oh.
Rubies, too, that overflow their urns of bronze.
I have never known such wealth. Oh, that room at the far end of the hall, Bluebeard.
That I cannot tell you. And listen to me well, Nadia. You must never, never, never enter that room. Every other room in the castle is open to you, all except that one. Do you understand?
But why, my lord?
That is my business. Only obey me if you know what's best for you. And now, say goodbye to me, for I must leave you for a short while.
You are going away so soon?
I cannot let a new wife stand in the way of business adventures. Here are the keys to all the rooms. Each one is marked. Take them. Enter whenever you will, or whatever room you choose, all but this one. Don't hope to deceive me, for I shall know if you disobey me. And I warn you, you will pay dearly for it. And now, Nadia, farewell.
Farewell, my lord. I wonder where he's going. Oh, well, there's plenty to do while he's away. This is the key to the gold room, this one to the silver. That's the key to the diamond room. This one must be to the forbidden room. I wonder what's in the forbidden room. But I mustn't disobey my husband. No, I won't go in. What is that? I hear a sound. Did it come from the forbidden room? Oh, it couldn't. It did. It came from behind that door. Someone in there is ill and needs help. I must know. I shall open the door and see for myself. Oh, how dreadful! Bluebeard! You monster! You fiend!
Nadia, where are you?
Here, my lord. Welcome home.
Ah, and have you been a sweet, obedient little wife while I've been gone? You remembered all that I told you?
Yes, my lord.
Good. And now give me the keys that I left with you.
Yes, Bluebeard.
Thank you. Let me see. What's this? What do I see?
What do you see, Bluebeard?
Have you disobeyed me? Have you gone into the forbidden room?
No, Bluebeard. Of course not. What makes you ask?
Then why is the spot of blood on the magic key?
Magic key?
You didn't know that, did you? You didn't know that when that door was opened, a spot of blood appeared on the key. You thought to fool me, Bluebeard? I told you I'd know. Now then, Nadia, prepare to meet your doom like all the others who have disobeyed me.
Oh, you beast! You wicked fiend! Let me go!
There's no use screaming, Nadia. Come, the other ladies are waiting for you to join them.
Let me go! Let me go!
Please come in, Sister Anne. You two brothers.
What did you want to talk to us about, Karen?
Yes, sister. You sounded very serious.
It is serious, Thomas. And I want you and you, Frederick, to advise me.
That it evidently doesn't concern me.
Oh, but it does, Anne, very much.
Well, then tell us, sister.
As you know, of course, Bluebeard, our eccentric lord of the Lonely Castle, seems to be very much in love with me.
He certainly seems to be, Karen.
You couldn't mistake it.
Couldn't you? Sometimes I do.
What do you mean, sister?
He has been charming, I know. And while I like him very much, there are times when there's something about him that frightens me, too. I don't understand it. I can't explain it. And I don't know what to do.
Well, until you're quite sure, Karen, I'd do nothing.
But that's why I wanted to talk to all of you. He has asked me to marry him, and he is coming for his answer today.
Well, I don't see how you can hesitate. The richest man in the country, attractive, can give you everything you want. And obviously in love with you. What more can you ask?
Perhaps I am foolish. Anne, if I consent, will you come and live with me, at least for a while,
in that beautiful castle with all the luxury that goes with it? I should say I would.
And Frederick and Thomas, if I am ever in danger, will you come to me?
What a strange request, sister.
But of course we will, Karen.
How would our brothers know?
That is simple, Anne. If at any time you need us, Karen, place a mirror in the tower window where the sun's rays will strike it.
We will see it. And don't forget, we have the fastest horses in the country. We'll come to you immediately.
That must be Bluebeard now.
I'll go.
How do you do, Anne?
Good afternoon.
Karen, my dear, how are you?
Very well, Bluebeard. Come, sit here by me.
Thank you, Karen. How lovely you look today.
I'm glad you think so.
Thomas, Frederick, let's make some tea. Help me, won't you?
Since when have you needed help for that?
Ever since I found I have two such dumb brothers.
Oh, yes, of course. Excuse us, won't you, Bluebeard?
So sorry you must leave us.
You look it.
Come, boys.
Oh, my darling. At last we're alone. You know, of course, why I've come.
Yes, Bluebeard.
And what is my answer? Oh, Karen, dearest one, make me the happiest man in the kingdom. Say you will be my wife.
Do you really love me so very much?
Oh, how could I help it? So young, so beautiful. Let me hear you say you will be mine. Karen, look at me. Tell me.
Yes, Bluebeard. I will be your wife.
Karen, my dearest.
No, please, please don't kiss me yet.
My timid little dove, very well. It shall be...
What are you looking at?
Your hair, Karen. Those long, black braids around your head like a crown. When you let it down, it must hang nearly to the floor, doesn't it?
Almost. Bluebeard.
Yes, Karen?
I have a favor to ask.
Anything, my dear.
When we are married, do you mind if my sister Anne visits with us for a while?
Any particular reason, Karen?
Only that I've never been away from my home before, and it would seem less strange if she...
But you'll have plenty of company very soon.
Why should I? I don't know anyone in your village.
But I'm sure you will. Soon.
But my sister?
Why not? In the quarters where you will spend a great deal of your time, there will be room for Anne, too. Of course Anne will go with you.
And so Karen and Bluebeard were married, and her sister came to live with them. Now we find the beautiful bride with her sister Anne walking through the magnificent corridors of the castle as Bluebeard talks with them.
And so, Karen, I must go away. But you will be a good little wife, won't you? And Anne here will keep you company. Besides, I have given you the keys to all the rooms in the castle. Open them and inspect their treasures to your heart's content. All but this one room. Don't use the little key, or unlock the door it fits, remember. For should you disobey, you'll regret it. Do you understand?
Yes, my lord. I have no desire to pry into what doesn't concern me.
Others have said that, too. But curiosity overcame good judgment. However, we shall see what you do. Goodbye. We shall see. We shall see.
What do you think is behind this door we're forbidden to enter, Anne?
Oh, probably just another room of silver and gold or jewels. I've never seen such wealth. Oh, Karen, you're a lucky girl. You're not afraid anymore, are you? I think Bluebeard is most considerate.
As long as he has his way in everything. But once he is angry, I dare not think what he would do. Oh, there's a lovely tapestry on the wall there, isn't it?
Beautiful. The whole corridor is lovely.
Anne, what do you think happened to his other wives? What's that?
I hear nothing. Probably the wind. I think Thomas was wrong. I don't believe he's been married so many times.
Listen, I hear groans. Don't you hear them?
Yes, I do. Karen, they come from behind the forbidden door.
His other wives. He's holding them prisoners. That's what happened to them. They're locked in there, and I have the key. Come, Anne. We must not be afraid. I shall open the door and release them. This is the key to do it. There. Oh,
merciful heavens. Oh, my sister. Oh, don't faint. Karen, get hold of yourself.
Everything's going black. Oh, I can't see. Get me out of here.
Yes. Oh, Anne, what shall we do? Get help as quickly as possible and release those poor women before Bluebeard returns. We can't manage it alone. Where are the keys? Oh, Karen, there's a drop of blood on the one that unlocks the forbidden door.
Take your handkerchief. Wipe it off quickly.
It won't come off. Look.
What shall we do?
Go to my room and scour it and put the mirror signal in the window for our brothers to come to us. Upstairs, quickly, sister.
Oh, the beast. What if he should return before our brothers get here, oh, Anne?
Don't give way. Bluebeard must not know. You must be calm and act as if nothing had happened until help arrives.
The signal. Oh, what if they don't see it? Quick, Anne, to the tower. Hurry. Everything I know, the spot is still there.
Try again. There must be something. It's blood. There's something that will remove the stain.
I'm so terrified. I can't think.
Try. Bluebeard may return.
Karen, my love.
Bluebeard.
I'm home. Come downstairs and greet your lord and husband.
Anne, he's here. Yes, my lord. I come. Oh, Anne. Try, Anne. Scour the key again while I go to greet him.
Yes.
I am coming, Bluebeard. Greetings, my lord.
Oh, you're pale, Karen. Is anything wrong?
No, Bluebeard. My head aches a little, that is all.
Oh, I can cure that. Give me the keys. There's a special herb in the silver room that will cure you immediately.
Oh, no. I don't need it. My head will be all right soon.
Silly wife. You look quite ill. You need some medicine and I'll get it for you. Give me the keys.
There they are, Bluebeard.
Thank you. What's this? Karen, one key is missing. Where is it?
One key is missing, Bluebeard? Which one?
The one to the forbidden room. Where is it?
It must have dropped in my room. I'll run upstairs and get it. Excuse me.
Make haste. I want all the keys.
Yes, my lord. I'll get it. Oh, Anne. The spot of blood. Is it still on the key?
Heaven help us. It is. Oh, what will we do?
Give me the key and then stay there by the window in the tower to tell me when our brothers are in sight. Perhaps I can delay until
they come. I'm waiting.
I'm coming.
Did you find the key?
Yes, my lord. Here it is.
Oh, you disobeyed me. Karen, you have entered the forbidden room.
Oh, Bluebeard, I didn't mean to. Really, I didn't. But then I heard them groaning.
Of course you did, my dear. They were calling you. They're waiting to welcome you.
Oh, have pity, Bluebeard.
Why? What for?
Go to your room. Say your prayers. Be ready to come down to join my other wives when I call.
Oh, Anne. Anne, help me. Help me.
Karen. Oh, how white you are.
He's going to kill me. I know he will. Oh, heaven, help me.
Did you put the mirror in the sun?
Yes, yes.
Go back to the tower. Tell me what you see.
Karen, a moment more to say your prayers.
Sister Anne, do you see anyone coming?
I see nothing but the sun on the grass.
Karen, say all your prayers. The time is near.
A moment, my lord, another moment of prayer.
Sister Anne, do you see anyone coming?
I see nothing but the sun and the road and the green grass.
The time is up, Karen. Come down.
One moment more, my lord. Only a moment. Oh, Anne, do you see anyone coming?
A great dust rises. It's moving this way.
Oh, tell me quickly. Is it my brother's horses?
Karen, come instantly.
Alas, my sister, it is only a flock of sheep.
Karen, one second more and I shall come up for you.
A moment, my lord, to say goodbye to my sister.
Sister Anne, do you see anyone coming?
I'm on the first step of the stairs, Karen.
Anne, do you see anyone coming?
Yes, yes, I see two horsemen.
Oh,
but they are a long way off.
Can you see? Are they our brothers? Tell me.
I think so. Yes, it is. It is.
Oh, thank heaven. Oh, Anne, wave your handkerchief. Signal them to hurry.
I'm coming up, Karen. Only two more stairs between us.
No, don't. I'm coming, my lord. I'm coming.
What do I hear? Who dares enter my castle yard?
Frederick! Thomas! Help! Help! Save me! He's going to kill me! Hurry! Break down the door! Hurry!
How dare you!
Your sword, you monster! Let me at him, Frederick!
Don't dare him!
He tried to kill her!
I'll fix you both, you upstarts! Fight me, will you?
Ah! To the death, you monster! Ah!
You've run me through! Done for.
Oh, my brothers. You saved me. Oh, thank heaven you came when you did.
Thank heaven we did.
And now, come with me to the forbidden room quickly. Help us release those women he has held prisoners. Bluebeard will never harm anyone again.
Thank you.